This is Legally Brief, a podcast production of the Indiana Coalition Against Domestic Violence. I am your host, ICADV Legal Counsel, Carrie Hyatt Bennett. As listeners know, this is a new venture for ICADV, and we hope it proves helpful for our programs in Indiana and the intimate partner violence, sexual assault, and stalking survivors they work with every day. As always, we welcome your feedback. Questions and comments are always welcome. There's a link to my email on our website, www.icadvinc.org. This is podcast number 3, and it's an overview of the Indiana Civil Protective Order Act and specifically a key change imposed by the 2019 Indiana General Assembly. This most significant change went into effect July 1st of 2019, and that now victims of harassment can also apply for an order for protection against the person who has allegedly been harassing them. This is a marked change. Up to now, civil protection orders have been exclusively a remedy for victims of domestic or intimate partner violence, sexual assault, and stalking. This is a significant expansion of that remedy. So what is harassment from a legal perspective? How is it defined? How do you prove that someone has been harassing you? And how is that different than stalking? According to changes in the law made this past spring of 2019, a new section of the Indiana Civil Protective Order Act defines harassment as conduct directed toward a victim that includes, but is not limited to, repeated or continuing impermissible contact that would cause a reasonable person to suffer emotional distress and that actually causes the victim to suffer emotional distress. So while stalking must create a sense of actual fear for your safety, harassment need only cause emotional distress. It is definitely broader and it is likely easier to prove. So what is impermissible contact, you ask? Indiana law now says that includes social media posts, electronic communications such as texts and emails, and of course following or pursuing the target. This is brand new, and how it is implemented and recognized by the courts remains to be seen. But some key takeaway issues about this statutory expansion are as follows and really must be noted. Number one, protection orders based on harassment do not require there be a relationship to the alleged harasser, unlike protection orders based in domestic violence, but similar to those protection orders alleging stalking or sexual assault. Number two, ex parte relief is not available when a harassment protection order is filed. The matter must be set for hearing within 30 days, but in the meantime, there is no temporary order. And number three, if the harassment protection order is granted after a full hearing, it appears from the wording of the law that Brady disqualification will apply. In other words, just like other protection orders can prevent respondents from owning or possessing a firearm, so might these new harassment protection orders. So there you have it in a nutshell, one big change in Indiana's Civil Protection Order Act that went into effect July 1st of 2019. Again, questions or follow-up always welcome by emailing me at kbennett@icadvinc.org. Thanks for listening. This has been an overview of a major change in Indiana's Civil Protection Order Act, the addition of harassment protection orders. Keep watching for other podcast updates as they become available. This has been Legally Brief, a podcast production of the Indiana Coalition Against Domestic Violence. I'm legal counsel Carrie Hyatt Bennett.